The devotional content of the following Monty Man's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery. Copyright 2017. All rights reserved. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, greetings, everyone. It's the Monty Man with this week's Monty Man's Meditorial. I'd like to talk about faith, and I'd like to talk a little bit about courage. It has been an extremely emotional couple of weeks for many of us here at KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio shows, as it has been for many of you, our listeners, who know or knew some of our dear friends and former co-hosts here at Take 12 Recovery Radio. As many of you know by now, Denver Wolf, our co-host for almost 8 years, passed away due to a heart condition here recently. We also lost Tony Meshbarger, a gentleman who was known as an international interventionist and recovery worker, who also was a former co-host here at Take 12 Recovery Radio. And then just yesterday, we lost Marv Ramsey, who has been a co-host on this show for many years. And just recently here, not too long ago, was married to his beautiful wife, Margie, and they moved to Klamath Falls. And Marv passed away unexpectedly. We also had a very dear friend pass away who I had worked with in recovery as well, a young man named David Wallace. And things like this can shake your faith. They can shake your courage to even have faith. And I just think that I'm beginning to understand more and more that God accepts our limited faith, particularly when we struggle through the hard times. One of my favorite scripture verses is Mark 9:24. I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Well, we live somewhere between belief and unbelief, most of us. Our faith wavers, and at times faith is strong and stable, and at times, well, it's weak and shaken. And right now, it feels pretty weak, but I know in my heart of hearts, and I know deep down in my spirit, that it is firm, and it is firmly founded in the Word of God. Well, for many of us, our capacity for trust has been diminished by experiences with people who were not trustworthy. We have learned by painful experience that we will be disappointed if we trust. One of the most intense struggles in recovery is to rebuild our capacity for trust and hope. We want to believe, but we're afraid to believe, particularly when we get close to others, and then for whatever reason, they're no longer in our life. It shakes our belief. Well, some people believe that God will respond only to people who believe enough. If you have enough faith, then God will hear you, they say. But let's look what Jesus said. He said, all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. Do you realize that a mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds? God doesn't reject small. He doesn't reject our limited faith. God will not ignore even the desire to believe. God will not dismiss a willingness to learn to trust. Mountains have been moved by less. God accepts our limited faith. God doesn't ask us to wait until we are certain and strong in faith. God accepts us as we are, even with our limited faith. I'd like to share with you a writing that was sent to me by Roger McDermott, one of our co-hosts. In fact, he's our Southern California representative for Take 12 Recovery Radio. And he sent this to me today to encourage me as I personally go through the shaking of my faith and this grief that I'm experiencing from losing so many people in just 2 weeks. This has really helped me. And if you're going through a time of loss and you feel that your faith is weak and shaken, I think this may help you as well. Referring to the scripture verse in Isaiah 57:1, the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. This is written by Dick Mills. It's entitled, He Spoke and I Was Strengthened. You have lost a loved one. Well, many anxious thoughts are crowding into your soul. The very shock of bereavement finds you unprepared. You are reliving many memories. You are thinking recurring thoughts from the past. Anxieties and apprehensions crowd in with all manner of uncertainties. Within your soul is one question. Why? Why did the Lord allow this? To what purpose is this? But you must remember that I have declared myself to be the first, the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is an interval of time, a milepost, a phase of your life. This is not the end of your life. This is not the last. My purposes are being realized. My will is being done in earth as it is in heaven. I have said in my word, the righteous are taken away from the evil to come. Little do you know how your loved one was spared and kept from the difficulties of the future. I saw the times of testing, the times of temptation, the times of tribulation. In my divine wisdom, knowing what was best, I removed that loved one. You must say with courage, as for God, His ways are perfect. Furthermore, I add to my heavenly numbers as it pleases me. There are many functions in the city of light. There are many activities in the heavenly city. Many times I reach into the earth and bring a soul here because a need which exists here. I have singers. I have joyous ones. I have praisers. I have happy people. This city is populated with people of my choice. I have chosen to bring your loved one home. But yours is an unfinished task. The very fact that you are left shows that you have earthly tasks which remains yet to be accomplished. So be not given to grief. Do not let mourning hang over you as a cloud. Look to me. I will reveal my will to you. I will show you your unfinished task. I will give you the courage and composure to do the very thing I have called you to do. Your task will be fulfilled through faith, through integrity, through perseverance, through determination. Then I will bring you to my great city, and you will share in my joy. Wow. Is that something God is speaking to you today? As we all struggle with our faith and our courage to move forward as we grieve the loss of those we love, may us remember that God is sovereign and He is determined to bring glory to Himself, and He does have our best interest at heart. But we have work to do, my friends. And if you are living within the recovery community, you know how important that work is and how vital it is to those around you. I hope this is something to think about. I hope this editorial helps to comfort those who are grieving. And remember, I love you. I pray for you. And until our next broadcast, I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.